Children, Bloomfield, California, February 13, 1873. My dear children, we came to this place last Wednesday. We tarried at Brother Ferguson's one night, then came to Brother Judson's, and have made our home here during the conference. Everything has passed off well at this state conference. Things look more encouraging. Sabbath, we were in meeting 7 hours. I spoke to the people in the forenoon in regard to the necessity of having the defects in their characters removed, that they may stand before the Son of God blameless when he shall appear. There was deep feeling in the meeting. I addressed several personally, pointing out the wrongs I had been shown in their cases. They all responded, and many with weeping confessed their sins and the truthfulness of the testimony. Your father spoke with considerable freedom. We had quite a full house Sabbath. Your father and I spoke Sunday forenoon to a full house, with many outsiders. An appointment was given out for me in the evening. I had a full house. The congregation was attentive. The Lord blessed me with great freedom and power. The brethren and sisters feel greatly strengthened and blessed. They are fully satisfied with the meeting. I think from this time that the cause will stand more firmly and upon a higher basis than before. Brother Palmer's eldest son is expected to die at any moment with consumption. As I look upon this young man, I think of your dear brother Henry, who died so triumphantly in the Lord. This young man has never made an open profession of religion, and now he can do nothing in regard to securing his soul's salvation. We know not what sorrow for sins he might have had in secret. We know not how many penitential prayers he offered to God. He is now unconscious of his condition. His mind wanders. Poor boy. We prayed with the afflicted parents and with the boy last Sabbath. It is a sad thing to neglect a preparation for the coming of the Lord, or for death, till a more convenient season. We should, while we have the use of our reason, improve the present time in forming characters for heaven and immortality. Dear children, I hope that you will pray much and watch constantly. Let your deportment show that you are indeed followers of Christ. We are not desirous for you to aspire to be great, to receive merely honors and a name. We want you to aspire to be good, noble, and faithful, true to God, to your fellow men, and to yourselves. Many men and women are ambitious for high positions, not for the sake of doing more good, nor because they are qualified for high duties, but for the name, the praise of thus being. We are apt to be in a hurry, not willing to work and wait in our private spheres of action until we can demonstrate our ability and fitness for positions involving responsibilities. Publicity, not public duty nor public responsibilities, has charms for many. Do not become selfish. Come up with sound principles, sound manhood. You should have the ambition which will turn you to the home circle, the affections of home. Take up life's duties where you find them. Do these duties faithfully, and you will have your reward as you pass along. Dear children, I earnestly desire to see you, but I may remain in California, even if your father returns. I am anxious to get out important matter which God has shown me. I cannot feel free till I do this. If I remain behind, I can write and complete my book, I think, before summer. Your father and Sister Hall are in Santa Rosa. They went to get letters, and I expect will return in a few days. We shall stay at Brother Judson's for a short time. All letters should be sent to Santa Rosa, for we are not settled where we shall be. I have scribbled these lines in great haste. Write as often as you can. In much love, your affectionate mother.